The Asian American community is one of the most diverse in the country. In 2023, there were nearly 25 million Asian Americans in the United States, making up about 7% of the population. And that number is up, with Asians being the fastest growing racial and ethnic demographic in the country. But within that, the histories, the lives, the cultures, they stretch across generations and across borders. This is What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media about the Asian American experience in Central Illinois, told through stories of resilience, adaptation, and identity. I'm your host, Neethi Shastri. In this series, we're diving into the stories about what we carry with us, whether it's memories, food, language, or even the echoes of trauma. You'll hear from Asian American voices of at least 7 different cultures and diasporas, each now calling Central Illinois their home. They'll share their stories, the journeys they took, the things they left behind, and, of course, what they brought with them. Today, we take a deep dive into Nepali culture with a visit to Kohinoor Restaurant in Champaign. The family-run restaurant serves both Nepali and Indian cuisine. Ujwal Gimire and his family own the restaurant. They immigrated to Urbana-Champaign 15 years ago from Nepal.
Why did you choose to come to Champaign-Urbana?
Family history. My dad used to live here, you know. It's been almost like 30 years he's like been here. So wherever your family is there, you have to be there, right?
Mm-hmm. So when did your dad come here and for what?
He was like a chef in Japan, like a really famous chef, you know. But after that, he got a call from his one friend in California. That's his like sponsoring him over here in the Champaign, you know. That's why he came over here.
I see. Okay. And so I guess based off like it being a family run business, what do you feel about bringing culture to this area?
Oh, in Champaign area, it's been almost like 25 years, you know, my dad making food over here. Long time ago, it used to be basmati over there also. He had some roll. And then after that, you know, there's like so many places that he worked before. This is like after a long time, we make a plan that we have to open a restaurant in town. That's what, you know, like we family come over here, did hard work and all. So we opened the restaurant called Kohinoor Indian Restaurant.
Ujwal and his family are from the mountainous city of Kathmandu.
It's a really wonderful place. I'm missing still the place, you know.
But Ujwal isn't the only one in the family missing Nepal. That's Ujwal's mother, Meena. To translate, she says that she also misses Nepal, and that's why she makes it a point to visit for 2 to 3 months every year she can. She says that she faced some hardships when the family first came to Urbana-Champaign.
सच बात कहूँ तो उसी समय बहुत difficult था क्योंकि मेरा इतना English अच्छा नहीं था हम लोग नया नया थे हम लोग
Meena is explaining in Hindi that when she first came to America, things weren't so easy. Her English wasn't that good, and being so new to the United States, in her words, was very difficult. In Nepal, the family had a nice house in Kathmandu, and even a business. But upon arriving in America, her husband would go from his room to work and from work to his room, with very little time in between. Everyone in the family was head first into hard work. It's a time, she says, she even struggles to retell and remember. This struggle characterized their beginning.
Lots of challenges came in my life, you know, in my family life. We start business on 2015, and no one knows about it, you know, because we start from zero, you know. Don't have nothing for advertisement as well. We are starting like from zero, you know, totally zero. So on 2015 is like really funny story and it's like a sad story as well. When we start the business, I just turn on the light, you know. no any opening dates. No any nothing, you know, just I started with like turning on the light, thought like the people are gonna come and you know it will be wonderful, something like that we thought. But for the first week, like 2-3 weeks, it was like no one knows about it, so how we gonna grow our business, right? So we were like we gone, you know, we thought we are gone, you know, like we start like a big movement by opening the restaurant, like huge rent and lots of expenses, you know, but we was like, but we believe in ourselves, you know, we know that one day it's gonna be like really okay. My mom, that's what it called a family business, you know, dad, mom, and everyone was like telling, hey, don't worry, it will be okay, it will be okay, you know. Slowly time has gone, like after a couple of weeks, you know, slowly one guy came here in the restaurant. He was like, oh, this is a restaurant? Ha, no one knows about it. And we were like, oh yeah, this is a restaurant. So he tried the food, and after that, slowly, you know, like it's a spread, like word of mouth, you know. After that, like we saw like a really good thing over here.
Fast forward 10 years later, and Kohinoor has become quite successful. Busy lunch and dinner hours on the weekend are the norm, making Kohinoor a champagne staple. People from all backgrounds seem to enjoy the cuisines that they serve.
Basically, Nepali food and Indian food is like really similar, you know. It's like lentils, we have a lentil too. We have a, we call, just say is that dal bhat, you know, but that's different way. It calls dal makhni or something like that. So we have like really like all same food and everything. And yeah, there is like some different food in Nepal, like we call in Pahari food, that's mountain food. That's I don't think we can make over here. It's really hard to do that one. We have to do in the fire, like real wood fire. We have to make like that way. And it takes really too much time as well, you know. So for the food wise, same herbs, you know, beside that, you know.
There are a few foods that are unique to Nepali cuisine.
Momo, chowmin, gundruk, thali.
Momos, as Mina mentions, are one of the most popular Nepali foods. They're small dumplings that can be fried or steamed. Momos are usually stuffed with vegetables or meat. The family-run restaurant attributes Kohinoor's success to their loyal customers and support from the Champaign-Urbana community.
We are this nut business. We are workship like, okay? And we, hum log jis taraf se bhi ho sake, कस्टमर को अच्छे सेवा देने की कोशिश करते हैं. हमारा बिजनेस भी है, ये हमारा पूजा भी है. हम कस्टमर को देवता की शरण मानते हैं, क्योंकि हमारा इंडिया में, नेपाल में एक कहावत है, अतिथि देव भव.
To translate, Mina just recalled a saying, अतिथि देव भव, which translates to the guest is God. It's a Sanskrit phrase that represents the importance of hospitality in Nepali, Indian, and South Asian cultures. And it's something incorporated in every facet of Kohinoor. It's in Mina's husband's cooking, it's in her son's interactions with customers, and in the whole family's involvement in the restaurant. And the secret ingredient for her, like many mothers around the world, is love. In her words, translated to English, more than culture, we give our love. We are all one. The name Kohinoor translates to diamond gem, referring specifically to the most prized and treasured diamond found in South Asia. And it's representative of what the Gimire family has brought. In addition to flavorful and unique dishes, they've brought lots of love and a true gem to Central Illinois. Kohinoor can be found at 6 East Columbia Avenue in Champaign, Illinois. They're open every day of the week except for Tuesdays. Thanks for listening to What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media. I'm Neely Shastri. Our producers are myself, Arielle Ravenay, and Kulsum Khan. This podcast's editor is Arjun Tucker. Reginald Hardwick is Illinois Public Media's news director. Our cover art was designed by me, Neely Shastri, with help from Troy McDonald and Kulsum Khan. Distribution assistance also comes from Troy McDonald. You'll find this episode and more online at will.illinois.edu or wherever you get your podcasts.